Nerd Rap Podcast. What's going on, everybody? It's the motherfucking Nerd Rap Podcast, and we are here. And I do want to speak on the Brittany Griner decision today. They are looking to give her 9.5 years for her drug smuggling charge. She's being charged with distributing her marijuana canisters that she said she was in a rush and wasn't prepared to come through. This is the thing, right? Before I begin, for people who are saying that, oh, this is making an example of her because she's from a foreign country. And I know a lot of people don't travel overseas or international travel, how that really works. And if you went to Puerto Rico, a tourist attraction, it doesn't really count. When you're going across international waters, especially as someone from the United States, and you're going to a place that we have political turmoil with, those leniencies and international traveling laws aren't really going to take effect for you. She's not in the type of tax bracket where you could have got away with that anyway, for one. So that's unfortunate. It could have very well been an accident on Brittany Griner's end, which is the sad part. It could have very well been an accident that you didn't take your canisters out or your bag. Unfortunately, you got to look at it from an international perspective of, yeah, oh, this canister is not that serious. But number one, she's been frequently traveling back and forth between the United States and Russia for the past 6 years. So they have to look at the fact that you came here with that and you forgot to do it in a rush. And honestly, with truth be told, she probably was thinking, man, this is my little thing. Ain't nothing serious. The THC is, you know, United States is decriminalized, or the world different. But that's the thing. You know, the United States isn't the rest of the world. And the rest of the world is still very strict about these drugs. Like, in the rest of the world, you need to make sure that the drug laws in Russia are the same as in someplace else. And my best bet for anybody that wants to partake in any type of marijuana going across seas, your best bet is to go to a place where it's legally required, or you go through the channels you're supposed to. You never travel with drugs on you. If you want to smoke and burn, you go to your destination, you're supposed to know somebody there where you can safely burn your shit and go about your business. Period. If you want to burn tree, cool. Find somebody in the local area who sells, you know, medicinally. You know what I mean? Just keep yourself safe when you travel into international places and bodies, because their laws are not our laws. They don't move on our time. And the United States games that we used to play, we cannot play with foreign bodies who already don't have that much patience with Americans thinking that they have access to the rest of the world and with impunity. Especially Russia. They do not like you. They don't like Americans as is. Culturally, it's sad, man. Like, 9 years, people think it's a bit excessive. Me personally, let's look into this a little bit more. Yeah, Brittany Griner sentenced to 9 years in Russian prison. 9 years. It's sad, not even gonna lie. I don't think that trade is really gonna happen, trading an arms dealer for Brittany Griner. But yeah, 22 minutes ago, CNN just released an article. American women's basketball star Brittany Griner was convicted of deliberately smuggling drugs into Russia and sentenced to 9 years of jail time Thursday in a case that has raised concerns she's being used as a political pawn in Russia's war against Ukraine. Judge Anna Sanakiva of the, I can't pronounce none of the Russian shit. The Russian judge in the Russian city court delivered the sentence and fined Griner 1 million rubles, or about $16,400. She said the court took into account Griner's partial admission of guilt, remorse for the deed, state of health, and charitable activities. Prosecutor asked that she be sentenced to 9.5 years in jail. Prior to the verdict, Griner apologized to the court and asked for leniency in an emotional speech. She said it didn't mean to break any laws here.
Griner said, I made an honest mistake and I hope that your ruling that it doesn't end my life here. I know everybody keeps talking about political pawn and politics, but hope that this is far from this courtroom. I want to say again, I had no intent on breaking any Russian laws. I had no intent. I did not conspire or plan to commit this crime. She added, after the sentence, Griner told the CNN Bethesda she left court. I love my family. The verdict comes about 6 months after the 31-year-old was arrested at a Moscow airport and accused by a Russian prosecutor trying to smuggle at least less than 1 gram of cannabis oil in her luggage. The two-time U.S. Olympic gold medalist pleaded guilty to drug charge last month and said she accidentally packed the drugs while in a hurry. Less than 1 gram of cannabis oil in her luggage. Y'all, God damn. 9 years for a gram of cannabis. But it's that. It's that's that. Hey, man. That is trafficking, man. It don't matter how little it is, man. So I don't want to say that ain't shit, and it ain't shit, but it don't matter because once it's the international waters and they hit you with, you know, smuggling is a bit much. Okay, Griner's lawyers said in a written statement that they will appeal the decision and criticize the court for ignoring their evidence. They have 10 days to appeal the decision. Say, we are very disappointed by the verdict. As legal professionals, we believe that the court should be fair to everyone regardless of nationality. The court completely ignored all the evidence of the defense and, most importantly, the guilty plea, they said in their statement. This contradicts the existing legal practice, taking into account the amount of substance, not to mention the defects of the expertise in the plea. The verdict is absolutely unreasonable. We will certainly file an appeal. Speaking outside court, Brokaw said that the average time in jail for this type of crime is 5 years, adding that almost a third of those convicted get parole. Griner is not doing fine today, said Black Volana, a partner. Whatever. The defense team is hopeful that Griner will be able to talk to her family next week. They added that Griner will return to the detention center where she's being held. 9 years. The harsh sentence comes amid the backdrop of Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the country's saber-rattling with the U.S. and Europe. The U.S. State Department maintained Griner is wrongfully detained, and U.S. officials offered a potential prisoner swap with Russia in an attempt to bring her home safely. Charge, Dear Afrez of the U.S. Embassy in Russia, Elizabeth Wood, said the sentence was a miscarriage of justice, and U.S. President Joe Biden said the lengthy sentence was unacceptable. Today, American citizen Brittany Griner received a prison sentence that is no more a reminder of what the world already knew. Russia is wrongfully detaining Brittany. It's unacceptable, and I call on Russia to release her immediately so she could be with her wife, loved ones, friends, and teammates, Biden said in a statement. This sentence puts a spotlight on our significant concerns with Russia's legal system and the Russian government's use of wrongful detention to advance its own agenda, using individuals as political pawns. He said the U.S. is working to bring home Griner and Paul Wallen, an American citizen who's been held by Russia for alleged espionage since 2018. This is an absolute priority of mine and the department's, he said. CNN national security analyst Steve Hall said that the harsh sentence was not a surprise and argued that Russia's court proceedings are not legitimate. This is all performance in Russia. There was never any doubt this was going to happen. What Vladimir Putin is trying to do is basically drive up the bargaining price for Ms. Griner. Last week, CNN reported that Biden administration proposed a prisoner swap with Russia, offering to release a convicted arms trafficker, Viktor Bout, in exchange for Griner and Whalen. Russian officials countered the U.S. offer. Multiple sources familiar with the discussions have said, but U.S. officials did not accept the request as a legitimate counteroffer. The Kremlin warned Tuesday with U.S. megaphone diplomacy would not help negotiation for a prisoner exchange involving Griner. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said Moscow believed these talks should be discreet. Griner's family, supporters, and WNBA teammates have continued to express messages of solidarity and hope as they wait for the conclusion of the trial. Her WNBA team, the Phoenix Mercury, is expected to play the Connecticut Sun on Thursday night, 7 p.m. In a joint statement, WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert and NBA Commissioner Adam Silver criticized the verdict and sentence as unjustified and unfortunate, but not unexpected. The NBA commitment to a safe return was not wavered, and as I hope... That is insane. A single gram of cannabis oil...
and Brittany Griner is doing 9. But then again, it says usual charge like that is 5 years. So it is adding an additional 4 years to her sentence, which still kind of, I mean, 5 years for a gram a week. Yeah, y'all keep going to Russia if y'all want to, man. Jesus Christ, like 5 years for weed? Damn, like, word? You can't escape nowhere without just getting thrashed by some government system just using court proceedings as some political farce. Jesus Christ. But I do wish the best for her family. My condolences to Brittany Griner's family. I know this is a lot to deal with at the time. And more updates on the possible appeal of Brittany Griner coming home, coming soon. But if not, then shit, that's 9 years, my nigga. That's 9 years of arguing with fucking Red Guardian all day, bro. Jesus. I wish her the best. I really do wish her the best in that situation. I know right now, mentally, she is not there right now. And if she has family of any type that, you know, loves her, that wants to be there and support her, this would be the time to just pray for her, be there for her in spirit. You know, mentally, she needs all her family right now. You know what I mean? She needs everybody in her family right now. So I think, I wish her the best, man. That's unfortunate. That's fucking unfortunate. Shit. In nerd news, the DC universe is, I'm assuming, looking to get a new reboot. Following the failure of the Snyderverse, you know, DC and Discovery all coming together on the Discovery Channel and HBO Max, but yeah, HBO Max, Warner Brothers, and Discovery are merged. So this is a good thing. Discovery is basically trying to they're cutting costs. They're not wasting a lot of their money. As you know, a lot of the CW has been destroyed. Personally, I think that is the best thing that could have happened for it. It was terrible. It was time for it to end. The teen drama was getting out of hand. Arrow stopped being a good show at season 2. Flash was good at season 1. Legend of Tomorrow was fun. Batgirl never needed to exist. Seasons 1, 2, or 3. The Black Batgirl, Leslie Ryan, she did her best. The show wasn't good. And honestly, the show is just pandering to audiences, trying to keep it alive versus just giving us a quality show with African-American characters in it. Same thing with Black Lightning. It's just, I like Black Lightning for a second. Started getting a little extra. And I'm kind of happy the CW was canceled. The Flash needs to die. It needs to stop. Superman and Lois, I'm happy that, you know, that was able to be well-received. So I feel that Discovery is just cutting the plug on certain things they don't trust. Like, they cut the Batgirl movie that was supposed to come out from HBO Max. They showed the costume for it and everything, and pretty much people didn't really like the film. It said it didn't test well with audiences. They weren't really a fan of the film. Me personally, I don't know how to feel about that, to be honest, because from what they described about the actual movie, for those that saw the test screening, it was pretty all right. It was pretty faithful to the comic book, actually. You saw Batman in it, and it ended off with her and Batman teaming up to protect Gotham and shit. I mean, it's Batgirl origin. So they said that Discovery pulled a plug on it. They have finished filming, so pretty much that no version of the movie can be released. Basically, it's cut. It's a tax write-off. Same thing with some other movies that got scrapped. They were going to show a pilot for the Gotham Knights series. They scrapped that. They pretty much scrapped all these bullshit ass spinoffs that we were kind of scared to see. So we're not seeing Gotham Knights, and I'm happy for it. That shit looks ass. I'm really tired of them wasting our time. We have the Batman. They canceled the spinoff series to that movie as well. We don't. Good riddance. So in a couple years, Discovery's planning to start doing reboots to the DC universe. It's just what we need at this point. They don't want to invest in the Snyderverse. They're not doing anything with the Snyderverse. Probably going to include the Snyderverse because it's already established. So they're probably either going to use things already established as their multiverse. They're going to push forward with the Flash movie to still be as this reboot. And I feel like we're going to get a reboot of the entire DC universe with the Discovery and Warner Brothers merger. And me personally, I'm cool with that. I think if we're going to get a better rendition of the DC universe, I feel as though as fans were owed that, and not only owed that, I feel like with Marvel just being ass the way it's been, this is the perfect time for us to really just come up with some focused, character-based DC and DC movies. We already had a pretty good one with Aquaman. We liked Aquaman. We liked the first Wonder Woman. We don't need that second one. That second one was trash. And hopefully this Flash movie can be redeemed, do what it's supposed to do.
And bring love to
DC characters again, man. I'm a DC fan. But yeah, sorry for the intermission, guys. But all in all, I think we had pretty solid entries, but it is time. Let's go ahead and give it a fresh slate. Let's start strong. Let's just start with one at a time, filmmakers who actually like the property. I gotta say this type of shit, but like we gotta pick motherfuckers who actually are fans of what they're making a movie of. We have to stop just saying, hey, let's get such and such big name director to direct such and such big name property, but he don't even like this shit. Like, you had Edgar Wright and you had a vision for an Ant-Man movie, and y'all just decided to do whatever the hell y'all felt like. You know what I mean? Like, let these people tell the story they want to. Aaron Taylor had a story for Thor: The Dark World. Let these people tell the movies that they're trying to tell. And I just feel like trying to fit in these mandates. And I really hate what Warner Brothers did with the Snyderverse. I feel everything to do with the Snyderverse is out of spite. Like, y'all niggas knew some of these movies was just straight butt cheeks, man. There was no reason for y'all to be putting so much emphasis on making sequels to shit versus just giving us goddamn Justice League 2. But more than anything, which I feel is a great travesty, all we wanted was a Man of Steel 2. Henry Cavill was a great Superman, wasted in a shitty universe building an attempt. Henry Cavill was a great Superman. They rather would make a black Superman, reboot Superman to make it a black dude that we never heard of. So, you know, fans got happy, of course. We're like, oh, word, they're going to make it Val Zod. Then it's, oh, we're going to get Michael B. Jordan to play Superman. And I'm like, why? 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 Why are you going to be Superman? For what? Y'all going to make Killmonger Superman? No, not Michael B. Jordan, the actor. They're going to have Michael B. Jordan play a Killmonger as Superman. What? He's not Superman at that point. There were other black characters that fit the Superman archetype in which you could tell a similar story. Why didn't y'all ask to do an Icon story? He's already black. He's Milestone. Hell, you could have introduced Michael B. Jordan as Icon. We'd have ate that. We'd have ran with that. That'd have been fire. But nah, because the people at DC weren't fans of the actual universe that they were trying to create. They didn't believe in these properties. They just wanted something to compete with Marvel. We're competing with content at this point, not fans of the content. Just people want to have a lot of content versus creating content that they truly believe in. And that's what I ended off, man. Brittany Griner, I wish you the best. I feel that's very unfair how they're doing you. When you get home, never go back to Russia. And I'm saying when you get home, speaking that positivity into existence. So when you get home, you can speak that positivity into existence. And I wish you the best, Brittany Griner. I wish you the best. I wish the best for your family. And most importantly, I know it's going to get better. I know it's going to get better for you guys. I know you guys are going to be able to make it through this. But I just want everyone to just be strong. Keep her in y'all prayers. It's not a game to be overseas and be kind of stuck. It's not cool. It's not a game. Like, let me say that again. It's not a game. People really disregard people's mental states and how they feel. Damn, Brittany. Damn, I wish you the best in that shit. That shit is trash, bro. Like,
But God bless you, and I wish you the best, Queen. And for everybody else with the DC merger and Warner Brothers merging with Discovery, I don't know. I would ask how y'all feel about that, but did y'all even know that? Find out about it and then tell me how y'all feel about it in the comments or something. But it's a motherfucking Nerd Rap podcast, man. I salute everybody who's been following, who's been paying attention. I still have to get the episode, the first episode of Multiverses, and my co-host, Alotto Lit. That's going to be on his channel as well. I just had to get it over to him. So you guys make sure y'all go follow that as well. Nerd Rap Podcast 2/2, that's the other half. He will have his own content. He'll be putting up in there with Oh Yeah Gaming and all the other things that he's doing. So please make sure, show love to the co-host. Just make sure you guys, just follow his content, man. Salute to Soup Bro, man. Definitely been supporting it. So salute to Nerd Rap Podcast. We will be out. And just thank everybody who's been paying attention to the content, man. You know, it's not about being the most popular out here. It's just giving the most informed, unbiased, and just trying to spread truth. This podcast has always been about is just being about being informative and wanting to be truthful. A lot of people may blow past us in vision in views. They may blow past us in notoriety and in widespread appeal, but I guarantee that the content of every episode can compete with the best of them. And I'm strive to keep that standard going, making sure that whether you care for the subject I'm speaking on it from a place of understanding, research, and impartiality. So I can just give the best content I can. And I appreciate everybody who's been following. It's a motherfucking Nerd Rap Podcast. We out.